There is NDN Cars on CJWE, Southern Alberta's best country. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. It's 4:43. My name is Sarah Scott, and in studio with us is a very special guest. Welcome to Heather Ross. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. You are with the town of High River, so tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about your role before we get into Canada Day.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as you said, my name is Heather Ross. I'm the special events coordinator for the town of High River. So I get the exciting role of being able to plan community events for the community, being able to help them kind of create a little bit of fun.
For sure. And I've been able to be a part of a couple of events with you. And yes. I got to say, Heather is a pro. And I love working with her. And the town loves the fact that she does these kinds of things. So Canada Day in town is going to be fabulous. So tell us what we got going on throughout the day, because there are technically kind of two events happening.
Yes, absolutely. So we have one in George Lane Park. So from 1 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon at George Lane Park, we're going to have some family fun activities. So there'll be a car show. We're going to have a farmer's market. We're going to have some superheroes. We're going to have some different acts and stuff like that roaming about in the community. And then the infamous cake cutting. Now, it's going to be at 2 p.m. this year, so I need to make sure that everybody knows the time has changed.
Because normally it's at noon, but 2 p.m.
It is. 2 p.m. this year, we're going to do cake. And I know that's always a big hit with the community, and everybody loves the cake, so it's really the highlight of the day. And then in the evening, so from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m., we've got at Emerson Lake, we're going to do a fantastic live concert. We've got some excellent bands that are coming out. So Ribeye Cap from Okotoks. We're going to have the Backyard Bettys from here in Calgary, and then Hillside Outlaws from B.C.
Man, that is a great lineup right there. We got some country, some folk, some kind of rockin' country in there.
Absolutely. And then as soon as Hillside Outlaws finishes up their last set of the night, we're going to have our fireworks display, which is always truly incredible. It runs for about 20 minutes, and it's some of the best fireworks I've seen in a long time.
They really are. I get to see them from my bedroom window because I get to be cozy in bed. Or I like to be cozy in bed, I should say, usually that late at night. And I get to see them from my bedroom window, and they look fabulous every single year. The town of High River does such a good job with the fireworks.
They really do. It's definitely a highlight for the year. We have a fantastic company that we use. So Black Dragon Fireworks, they're phenomenal in what they do and the safety that they take. And they always put on an incredible performance for us. So I'm very excited about what they decide to bring this year.
Yeah. And let's hope the weather doesn't look like the way that it is currently looking that evening. Sometimes we get rain.
Sometimes.
Every once in a while. But this year we're not going to.
Absolutely. It's going to be perfect.
It's going to be a beautiful day. So with the family activities from 1 till 4 in George Lane Park, what are some of the highlights people can look forward to?
Absolutely. So our car show is always really big in the community. People love it. We usually get close to about 100 cars that come out from the River City Classics Car Club. So they're fantastic. Everybody looks forward to the market because it's an extra opportunity from the market that we normally have, our farmers market. So it's a great opportunity to see a few extra vendors, get any kind of goodies you need for the week before you stock up on the Thursday. So it's kind of nice that way. And I'm really excited this year. We have, you know, new balloon twisters. We're going to have some carnival games, so some giant blow up carnival games. There's going to be a skee ball, a giant curling rink. So it should be a lot of fun for the kids, and everything's free for the public to attend. So there's nothing that's an additional cost unless you're purchasing something from one of the vendors.
That's amazing. And in the evening again, just give us a list of the artists again.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's Ribeye Cap, Backyard Bettys, and Hillside Outlaws.
And that is from 7 to 11 on July 1st, Canada Day. Well, it is going to be a party, to say the least.
It will be.
For the whole day in High River. So we are inviting you to head on down there for a really, really great Canada Day. Now, Heather, what is your favorite Canadian treat?
Oh,
I know.
That is a tough one. Oh my gosh, probably ketchup chips.
Yes.
Got to go with the ketchup chips.
But which brand?
Lay's.
Lay's.
I know.
Okay, they have like the extra flavored
they
ones
do.
Now.
They do.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good.
I think they do a top-notch job. Like they just, the way they get the flavoring, it's fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining us today on CJWE to tell us all about the town of High River's Canada Day celebrations in a couple of weeks. On July 1st, of course. Is there anything else you'd like to mention or talk about?
Absolutely. So one special shout out. We have an incredible MC for the evening. Sarah Scott is coming out. So please ensure that you check things out at the very least for our wonderful MC for the night.
Oh, thank you. That made me feel so special. Thank you. Yeah, it's an honor to be MCing again this year. I had so much fun last year. It was pouring rain last year.
It was.
We had a minimal crowd, but we made the most of it and we just had a blast. We really did, you know? So I'm really excited to come back out this year and see everybody and get to meet everybody and get to hang out. So yeah, I get to join in on the fun. Heather, thank you so much.
Thank you.